Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy it.
And if you enjoy this type of content, we ask that you support it. If you would consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program, you can find the links for that in the description, but also in the above, up above in the video as well. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, where we talk about anything and everything within the whole Disney spectrum that we want to talk about this week. And we always have pretty lively debate with it. Last week, we talked about, I'm trying to remember what my topic was. It was the Halloween prep, and yours was your Disney movie confessions. I learned a few things that are slightly disappointing about you.
Yeah, what isn't slightly disappointing about
me? No, you're not a disappointing person, but just when it comes
to
your
I heard you say I was a disappointment to you.
Let the record show, I did not say that she was a disappointment to me. I just said that there were some disappointing things that you hadn't seen, watched, things yet. Some Disney classics that you haven't.
That's not what this week's about.
Well, it's not. So hopefully you'll encourage me this week with what you know about Disney.
Hold on.
All right. Why don't you tell us what your topic is first?
No, this is a trap. The Star Wars guy. This is a trap.
Okay. Just give us a clue. How about that?
Is newer always better?
Is newer always better? I'm intrigued by that one. Mine is going to be related to the Animal Kingdom.
It's very vague.
My topic for this week is going to be related to the Disney's Animal Kingdom Park and some new things that are coming back online after COVID-19. As, you know, we've started to finally get back to somewhat what we call normal. What is normal?
I think I know what your topic is now.
Do you really? Could it be a hint somewhere, I don't know, right here in front of you?
Oh, I thought it was the two restaurants that are opening back in Animal Kingdom.
Hold up. Is that your topic?
Nope.
Hold on.
But I did read about that.
Okay. Side note, sorry people, let's talk about this first. What two things are opening back up?
The Dino Land.
Restaurantosaurus?
Yep.
That one?
And there's a food cart in Dino Land.
Oh, a food cart. Is it a turkey leg food cart?
Listen, I don't know. I just browsed it.
I thought you were about to tell me something big was opening
but
back
up. But are you saying that something big that may or may not be a musical is
It is, you know, something that's very close to my heart, literally right now. But actually, this news already has broken since you probably watching this video. It's been out for about a week and some change since in the Festival of the Lion King, nay, the celebration of the Festival of the Lion King has reopened at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Can I gripe for a second?
Go for it.
What is up with these long names when they return back? Can we just not, I understand it. You have to kind of set the precedent. This is not the normal celebration of... I'm already doing it.
Festival
of the Lion King.
Oh, so it's not the same show.
It's not, which I'm going to share a little bit about that in just a second.
I didn't know that.
And I went back and watched somebody's video, and there are some clear things that are out of there.
Is it shorter?
It's shorter, but it's not, like, super short. So, like, I think it was, like, 30 minutes and change originally. I think it's like 22 minutes and change now.
Okay.
So it's not like you're
going... They better not have cut out those monkeys doing the acrobatics.
Well!
But they probably kept that stupid bird flying around the room, didn't they?
Well! All right, so let's talk about
Here's
it from the very beginning.
Really grind my gears.
I know. I've already got you started. We haven't even talked about your stuff yet. All right. So, big differences that are changing. Obviously, with the whole line structure and things like that, you can only be so many people in so many pockets when you're waiting in line. And remember how crowded it gets in those lines? Yes.
That's like, I still have a picture one time of right as one Festival of the Lion King got out and we were trying to go in. Oh my gosh. Clearly pre-pandemic. Those were the good old days, but wow.
Yeah, it's always a time getting into the Lion King. You know if you're actually in the queue that you're going to get in. I learned that from the cast members last time because I was always panicked that like if you were at the very back of it, they would probably hold you to the next show. But no, that's designed. That's how many people get into the show. Same thing here.
Kyle panics over a lot of things.
I don't panic.
You just said you panicked.
I was being figurative, not literal on that one. Mm-hmm. So I don't panic about anything. You, however, on the other hand, panic about a lot of things. You know you do.
Okay, this isn't Bash Jessica Day.
So how about this? So the line structure is different.
Okay.
When you get in, obviously everybody's spread out. There's, I'm trying to think, maybe a quarter, if that, of the people that are in there.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad when you think about it, because the whole show is built upon everybody singing along together. And everybody...
Was it?
Yeah, you didn't sing along with the songs?
No.
You have no joy in your heart whatsoever.
I didn't know that you sang along. I know you don't sing along because you're always
videoing
it.
You're telling me, nah! Okay, that was a terrible version of that.
And but that's not even in the show.
Yes, it is. At the very beginning, they do, nah! That one.
Okay.
But, so, maybe. People are, you know, there's not a lot of people in there. Can't
right.
hang out together.
So they're obviously not doing that. Elephants, giraffes.
They have taken away that part of it.
Thank goodness.
No, that was the best part because you'd always try to guess which group you got in. Like, you know, if you couldn't remember the structure and the layout and stuff like that.
I'll say even though you know which group you're in, if you know where you're sitting, but.
Well, but they don't remember the animatronics don't come out until later in the show. And then you kind of figure out who it is. Personally, at least I you may be better at figuring that out than I am, but I couldn't figure it out. Fair. But that's gone as well. You're not allowed to sing.
I am sad.
I know, I'm sad. You're so shocked.
First of all, okay, that's dumb, but I'll let them have that.
Right.
The only reason I'm not sad about it is because I would rather hear the actual people sing. It's like going to a concert. I don't go to a concert to hear Jim Bob and Row 5 singing. No, I go to a concert to hear Thomas Rhett or NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or Hanson up there singing.
Well, you wouldn't have to bring up Hanson.
I'm just saying. Hanson goes to Disney all the time, so.
Do they really?
They were at the Candlelit Cantata when we were there.
Candlelit Cantata, you mean the Candlelit Processional?
That, too. And your family didn't want to go see them, and so I missed it.
Oh, I'm so sorry you missed out on seeing Hanson.
Hanson!
Hanson is not that good.
Anyway, back to Lion King.
So, that's gone as well. No singing. But how are they going to know you're singing if the
mask is
on?
That's my point of saying that's kind of dumb. But there have been a lot of dumb rules at Disney, even pre-pandemic, so I'm just going to let them have this.
So, and let me just preface before everybody gets all up in a riot. Just because we think it's dumb doesn't mean it's necessarily not dumb. It's just our opinions. Nobody
gets. But also, so what happens if you sing?
They're
they kick
not,
you out?
No. It is one of those rules where they just have to say it to say they've taken all the necessary precautions in that.
I mean, I'm not mad at it. Like I said, I go to hear them singing.
Right.
The actual singers.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst
right.
thing in the world.
I would much rather be able to hear the singers than Kyle or somebody else.
Wow.
Babe, you're not a singer. I'm not a singer.
Now, I've been told I can belt every once in a while a little bit.
Who?
A good old country song I can belt.
Who told you that?
Nobody.
I need to know their name because they lied.
Told me nothing but lies and slander. Okay, no singing,
okay.
Which is not the biggest thing. For somebody like me, though, enjoys like the group dynamic of it. So it's already less people, less music being sung.
It's a little sad.
Let's get to the important parts of this thing. They have taken out the Tumble Monkeys.
Kyle?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm walking out. I'm over.
The Tumble Monkeys are gone.
To be fair, okay, let's talk about this.
Right.
In a rational sense.
Okay.
The Tumble Monkeys.
You being rational is a bit of a stretch there.
I do love those stinking Tumble Monkeys.
They are entertaining.
But do they actually add value to the show? No.
In terms of telling the story, no.
No. In the terms of plot.
But it's kind of one of those things that I think it's a very broad guest satisfier, meaning
Of course,
like across the board, like kids love that.
Yep.
Adults love that because you're like, wow, how did they do that? And
yep.
You know, we've seen it
100 times,
and we still are amazed by how they do all those things.
Yep.
And it's just entertaining because they play Hakuna Matata mixed in with it and stuff like that. So that's kind of missing as well.
Yeah.
So
really
no Tumble Monkeys whatsoever. There are less actors too in the actual walking around since. They've got the main ones out there.
Okay.
A few of the little fly bird things and things like
really
that.
I love those things.
Because you hate birds.
Yes.
The one that kicks, it's just the kicker for me, is the beautiful Can You Feel the Love Tonight scene with the two actors. The actors
the
are there.
The red and the blue.
The red and the blue birds. And the guy and the lady. They're there, but they're just dancing on the platform instead of...
She's not flying?
Launching her up into the crowd.
Why
and spinning
can't she
her?
Do that?
Listen, I don't make the rules.
Well, to be fair, you and my family always loved that part. Mm. I always felt that it took away from the actual story.
Why?
Because The Lion King is about a lion falling in love tonight, not birds falling in love tonight.
Okay, but listen, there's not even a real lion out there. I mean, there's an animatronic. So this is it's interpretive dance. It's expressing their love taking flight.
And do I think that is very... I don't know. It's a beautiful dance.
Yes.
It is incredible when she flies.
The crescendo?
It is. It's amazing. And the athletic ability of the guy being able to throw her. And
catch her.
And the girl bird, I guess, you know, being able to hold her body in such a way. Like, it's super athletic. I'm not taking anything away from that.
Right.
I don't like their costumes. Personal opinion. I don't like that big red feather thing. It is terrifying. And if he came at me, I would scream.
So, okay, let's remove birds from the situation.
If it was chipmunks, sure.
So if Chip and Dale were out there on the little trapeze artist flying around, could you imagine Chip and Dale? Would Chip be the one that catches or Dale be the one that flies around? It would be Dale, the one flying around, because he'd just be like,
I honestly don't know the difference in Chip and Dale, so.
Dale has a black nose, Chip has the black nose, Dale has the red nose.
Oh.
Because he's goofier, so it's supposed to be like clown-like. Okay. That's how you tell them apart.
Learn something new.
We just had another confessional of you for Disney stuff that is so disappointing. My head, the headache I already have is hurting so much more.
Well, I feel like this whole episode, is that what you're calling these, has been very...
disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all the main differences that I remember. So, smaller crowds, no singing, no tumble monkeys, the flight of the birds, and less actors are the main differences. So, in your opinion, less time too. Is it still worth investing 20 to 30 minutes of your day at a Disney park to go to the Festival of Lion King?
10,000%.
See, it is to me, but I think if they kept the bird scene in there...
I mean, you are a zookeeper.
I am, and I work with birds. But it's not the bird aspect. It's simply the whole, that works beautifully with that song. When it crescendos and she goes, ah, na, na, na,
na, na. I'm getting sick. I hate that part. I'm always proud that you do relevant topics and like something timely. I never do. I'm going to keep up with that.
I like it personally. I'm not opposed to this.
Okay. Well, my topic dates back to 2016, years ago.
I didn't do math for a second and my head just started hurting.
So my topic was, is newer always better? So kind of like you said with the Lion King, may or may not be. So in this case, for me, I think, yes, it is better, but the internet's disagree. Let's talk about Soarin'.
But when have the internet's been right about anything?
Sometimes.
So let's specify. The internet, like the stuff that people actually research and put up on there, is right. But the internet's is like the people's.
That's right. Correct. The people's. When I say the internet's, I mean the ding-dongs that are typing behind
it. It's the ding-dongs like us that are typing on it.
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
So just clarifying.
Okay. So let's talk about Soarin'.
Okay.
Old Soarin' versus new Soarin'.
Ooh, I love a good debate.
Old California Soarin'.
So love it.
When it used to be, what was it called? Just Soarin'.
Well, technically the full title was Soarin' Over California.
Okay. And now it's Soarin' Over the World.
Yeah.
So previously we had the scenes of they were playing golf in California. We were going over, obviously, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Almost said the Golden State Killer because I love a good murder mystery.
I'm a little disturbed right now.
I watch a lot of Dateline.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so we talked about the Golden Gate Bridge. We went over the Golden Gate Bridge. Right. Where else did we go? Oh, we saw them skiing in the slopes. You know, all the California typical stuff. Obviously, it ends at Disneyland, not Disney World. So then we get the new Soarin', where you go Soarin' Over the World, which is my personal favorite because we get to go to Australia, we get to go to Fiji, we get to go to Africa.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, Fiji? Yes, that's right.
Yeah. We get to go to India, the Taj Mahal. We get to go to China with the Great Wall.
How do you remember all of these things, but you can't remember like other small things at Disney? Like,
well, I don't know.
It's just fascinating.
I think Soarin' is a full body experience. You know, we're flying, we're smelling, we're seeing.
Sometimes smelling things we don't want to smell.
Well, that's fair.
Because here's the problem. Never mind, I was going to make a gross joke, but I'm going to leave it.
I do remember the flying over orange groves in California.
Oh, that was...
So we don't have that in the new one. That one was a big... I loved that smell when you'd fly over the orange groves. Oh, it smelled so wonderful.
That one's very much missed.
But now we get flying over Fiji, where that's my favorite smell. And I actually have the can or the oil of it, so that I can diffuse it. Yes.
That music. I love that music.
That was good, actually.
Like that. And then you look in the water, and then there's the little sharks and the turtles and all that stuff.
See, there is a lot more animal life in the new one, too, because you get the elephants. Mm-hmm. When you go over Africa, you get those little turtle things. You get the orcas when you go over...
Right. But hey, hold on. Let's stop for just a second, and let's have a fairness discussion here.
Okay.
The technology moved leaps and bounds since the original Soarin'
for sure.
The new Soarin'. So basically, you know, you can kind of not make a fair comparison in terms of trying to compare the two, but yeah. I think people prefer the California one because it was so new. It was so crazy when it first came out. And we've seen this technology before when they came out with the new one, and it was just a re-envisioning of it. So
I mean, that's true. I also wonder if the people who live in California inherently would choose the California one, or the people who go to Disneyland instead of Disney World.
Personally, I've heard the opposite. Okay. I've heard that the people in California a lot prefer the World one,
okay,
and the people in Florida prefer the California one because they don't see that. They don't get to see the Disneyland.
But wouldn't we rather see the Great Pyramids and the Taj Mahal and, you know, Australia and all of these great places? Isn't the Hoover Dam Niagara Falls is in there? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we rather see that than some men playing golf?
But think about it. You know, Californians have familiarity with all that. They've seen all that stuff before, and they see it in their postcards. They actually can go see it physically.
That's why I thought the Californians would prefer over the World.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you now. Yeah, so they prefer that one, yes, is what I've heard.
Yeah.
But the whole California thing in Florida is because we don't get to see it. And yes, we don't necessarily get to see all the World stuff in general, but you're at Epcot. You're kind of doing the World, so to speak.
So which do you prefer? Okay, so say it was the same technology, like the same...
So say they had updated the film,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Updated the original.
Right, and made it look crystal clear, maybe even reshot some things.
Yes.
A peak thing. I don't know, because I guess I'm leaning towards the World one.
Yeah.
But there's something about seeing the Disneyland castle at the end. So personally,
that is super cool.
Maybe if they just changed it to having the Disneyland castle at the end of the other one. Like maybe,
here we go.
What if you started at Magic Kingdom?
Okay.
Or wherever.
went around the world.
And then you came back.
Disneyland.
Yes, that is the way it should have been done.
That would have been so cool.
That's how we fix the debate. It's done.
So you start and you go like Africa, then Paris, then India, China.
No, think you're
trying
opening.
To think.
So hold on. Your opening shot over the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, one of the two. In the daytime, you go over the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Go do all that stuff over there.
See some sharks.
Yes. At the end, the second to last shot is over the orange groves, and then it magically changes into the Disneyland park at night in the fire. I got chills, Jessica. Look, I got goosebumps right now.
Why are we not Imagineers?
Oh, I would love to be, but... You know,
I would be terrible at that.
Yes, I would. Have you seen me do math before?
No, I said I would be terrible at
that.
But
I'm just saying I would too.
No, you're fabulous.
At math?
No.
I was about to say, we've done budget meetings together. You know exactly how bad I am at math.
Kyle can't add 6 + 5.
This is why I have someone back me up on this.
With a calculator.
But that's how you fix this debate.
Okay.
Is that you start it at 1, take it all the way, and you know what would even be better?
Tell me.
Maybe make it a little bit longer, and we stop at the other Disney parks in between.
Now that would have been cool. Soarin' over Disney.
You don't want to do a Soarin' over Disney. You want to do Soarin' around the world, but you can include Disney in it. Because think, you got.
Thought my idea was cool.
But think about it. You've got the Eiffel Tower with Disneyland Paris.
Right.
Got those scenes together. You've got the Great Wall of China with Shanghai. don't really know what's in Hong Kong. Some tall buildings you could do there, maybe. Yeah. Tokyo's obvious too, because you've got a lot there. Beautiful scenery in the background, going over the ocean, stuff like that. Just the way you make it work. Like, tie it all together. So which one do you technically prefer?
I mean, technically I prefer Soarin' Over the World. Okay. Those are places that probably in my lifetime I will not get to all of those places.
Have you been to Paris and seen the Eiffel Tower?
Never.
But you have been.
No.
You just Spain is where you've been.
In Italy. I've been to Spain, Italy, yeah.
Okay, but not Eiffel Tower in Paris.
I've been to Portugal. Yeah, I've never been to Paris.
Which ones have you seen? Like, what places have you seen on that video before?
None, no.
I thought you said that you probably would never get to see, like you had seen.
No, somewhere. Like, I hope to go to Australia and go to Sydney and see all of that, but I don't know that we will, because somebody that I'm married to doesn't like to fly.
I will for certain things.
But I feel like going to Sydney would be really cool.
So
the wildlife would be amazing.
Quick side note, if I was going to fly, there are only a few places I would do it for.
Okay.
Hawaii is one of them.
Yes.
Australia is another one.
Okay.
And then I've kind of debated whether I'd do South Africa or Kenya.
South Africa is number one on my list.
Yeah, I'd probably do that, but that'd still be third because I'd much rather go to Hawaii because it's Hawaii.
Because you love the beach.
Well, that too. I'd much rather go to Australia because that's where Steve Irwin is. I'm a big Steve Irwin. Well, excuse me, he's not there anymore. Yes. Wow, that got real morbid for a second here. Man, that brought
his
show down.
His family is beautiful and his family is there.
My goodness.
It has nothing to do with Disney.
I just brought myself down on the show. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, yes, those are the places I go. Back to Soarin', though. All right. Now, so we've settled the debate. We think the world one's probably better.
Okay. So you agree.
I agree, but I still love the California one.
Oh, I do too. And honestly, part of me wishes it would kind of come back, like, and it would be a two-theater thing.
Well,
if you go to this theater, you're Soarin' Over the World. You go to this theater, you're Soarin' Over California.
I do think they were doing that at one point.
Probably.
Because remember, they have three theaters now.
Yeah.
So I think the third one was being used for the California one at one point, but I think what happened is they had so many people going to the one that people that wanted to go to the world's ones on the end, they were getting backed up in the line and having to wait even longer just for that one. So I think it's not feasible for them to do that. So I don't know. Maybe you got to separate the lines out and say, California, world, which one do you want to go to? Obviously, the world one's more popular just because that's the bigger draw because nobody gets to see the Great Wall of China, all that stuff. Quick favorite scene in the world.
Oh, flying over Fiji. It's my favorite smell and it just...
I think, obviously, that's like, for me, you know, that's probably the best one because I'm a huge beach person, but there's something about flying over Africa.
Yeah, that was my second favorite.
And then
with the elephants and the...
One more time, how'd it go? Throwing the dust up.
Everywhere.
And it smells like cut grass.
Grass, yep.
It's so good. But the jasmine at the Taj Mahal.
I hate that smell so much.
That's probably my favorite smell.
Yeah.
My favorite scene is probably Fiji.
Yeah.
And my favorite just like action in it is obviously the Africa section.
But also the Antarctica. Is that Antarctica with the polar bears and the whale?
It's cool, but it's hard to really get except for make it cold in there. Like you feel like you're there.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Personally, I don't know. That's just my opinion on that.
Okay.
I think we've settled the debate though.
Yes.
The world.
Soarin' Over the World.
Probably just a little bit better.
Yep.
So that's all our topics for this week. We want to know from you now a couple of things down in the comments section below. For me, I want you to answer this question. Do you prefer the original Lion King, or were you still willing to go to the Festival of the Lion King now that it's had the Tumble Monkeys out of it? Is the Tumble Monkeys, has that changed things for you? Let me know down there below.
Obviously, my question is, which Soarin' do you prefer, California or the world?
Oh, we're going to get some good debates going in the comments section on this. I feel like there's going to be this massive group of California people.
I know,
like,
I think so too.
Soarin' Over California, orange groves galore. That's what it's going to be. Keep that conversation going down below. And if you want to check out some more in this series, we'll have a playlist available for you to check out in the description, but also up above in the video as well. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye.